Stand by. Your Steve Jones Show audio is loading now. SteveJonesShow.com podcasts are sponsored by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
So are they on a witch hunt for Lance Armstrong, or are you behind him and say, you know what, he's right. The heck with battling these guys. I think the biggest part in all of this is I will openly wonder whether there was a drug he was taking for cancer treatment to help keep him alive. Maybe it contains something along the way. I don't know.
I hadn't thought about that.
Okay. But I feel very strongly that he has done far more good. And
Mark sends us an email. It says, is the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency and the NCAA related in their vacate your history mentality?
I'm sorry, say that again?
It says, is the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency and the NCAA related in their vacate your history mentality? They seem to act that way.
Look,
good question, Mark.
I know. Look, after a while, some of the decisions made are bizarre. Okay? And I find, I mean, for example, let's take the thing with the victories here. Oh, come on. I mean, are you kidding me? That just screams of, we're vindictive.
How could he win all those Tour de France's if he wasn't cheating?
It just becomes vindictive. All right? And that's all it is. Okay? Now this goes outside the box of Lance Armstrong, because obviously they're directly punishing the person they think is the individual involved. But the NCAA does a terrible job of just blanketing, just thinking they can just, here we go, here's one big broad brush, and they take care of the whole thing. You took care of nothing. Okay? If your goal was to have people think you were heavy-handed and possibly embarrass yourself, you accomplished that goal. But the bothersome part to me are the ones that they sit there and just for the sake of making it look like they did something, they overstep and overreach. Good leadership gets all the facts and then figures it out. Well, and then meets out a punishment that matches if there's one needed.
How do you like this comment from the World Anti-Doping Agency President John Fahey? He had the right to contest the charges. He chose not to. The simple fact is his refusal to examine the evidence means the charges had substance in them. Under the rules, penalties can now be enforced. Really?
Well,
really? Because he's not arguing with you that he's admitting that that there was some substance to that? That's a reach to me.
Well, they're entitled to take that opinion, and here's the reason why. He didn't dispute them either.
But that means that they're true because he didn't dispute them.
No. But they're entitled. But
I understand what you're saying.
I don't think Lance Armstrong should be stripped of 7 Tour de France's. I think this whole thing is a BS witch hunt. Okay, all right, okay. I think that maybe he was taking something along the way to help him with cancer treatments, because you have to take a lot of different things along the way to help you with cancer treatments, right? So maybe that's part of it. Okay, that's a big maybe, but still.
But wouldn't that show, why wouldn't it have shown up during the tour when they were taking the tests?
I agree with you.
That's my question. And the USADA says that he was taking a blood booster as far back as 1996, and steroids, as well as the blood transfusions, to boost his performance. And if you look at some of his teammates, the teammates that are pointing the finger, all right, these are all guys who have been brought up on charges and have either said, yes, we did, or proven that they did.
Right.
So there's a little bit of a question in my mind. What's their motivation? I mean, is that right? I don't know. Is it right to feel that way? I don't know. But when you've been convicted of something and now you're pointing the finger at somebody else, it does make you have to wonder a little bit what your justification is for pointing the finger.
Look, I agree with you, Kevin. This is not you and me disagreeing.
I know. That's rare, because usually I don't.
No, we agree on most.
No, I'm kidding.
We agree on most things. I'm just saying, but I'm not disagreeing with you. Now I want to play devil's advocate.
Sure.
Okay, so let's play devil's advocate for a moment.
All right.
I'm the governing board. Right or wrong, I've made this determination, okay? All right? So I made this determination, right or wrong, correct?
Sure. I'll agree with that. Yeah.
Okay. So they made a determination. We can disagree or agree with it, correct?
Yes.
But because they're the ones that made the determination and he's refused to fight it, they are now within their rights to say, boom, okay, he didn't fight us on it, didn't dispute it, didn't counter. So what we believe, because of our ruling, stands, and now here's the punishment.
And I agree. You are 100% correct. But saying that doesn't make it sound any better. It just makes it sound kind of dumb. To me, it sounds like a dumb comment to say, because you didn't fight it, it must be true. So if I were to come up with something about this gentleman in his life and he didn't decide to fight it, then it's true? I mean, that's what he's saying, and I get what you're saying.
I constantly feel as if people are put in spots where they have to defend themselves, right? And he's just like, I'm sick of this. I'm sick of defending myself.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I don't blame him for being sick of defending himself. I don't blame him. After a while, you just sit there and go, the heck with this. You know, why should I spend my money and my time? I know what I did. I won. You know, he knows he won.
No, they can't take away his Olympic medal yet. That's a different organization that would have to do that.
I understand. But they might be next. I just warn you.
Oh, and I'm sure that there's going to be pressure on the Olympic Committee to actually do that, take away that bronze medal from 2000.
Right. I mean, look, you have to remember, here's the other part. Okay, we've talked about this before. There is a, quote, pack mentality. Right?
Oh, sure. Sure. Everybody follows the leader.
Well, it goes back to a comment I made 2 weeks ago about which particular animal in a field. Sheep. They're all sheep. Okay? Every time you turn around, when piling on happens because of sheep. Okay? If you're an independent voice away from the sheep, oh, you just don't get it. You're not smart. You're not intelligent. No, 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 no. I'm smart enough to know that you're sheep.
Yeah, Go ahead.
Oh, again, no, my bottom line is, go ahead. I want somebody to call me up and tell me I'm wrong.
Well, and I'm looking, too. I'm trying to remember. I think it's Amari something organization that actually runs the Tour de France. I think that's how it's pronounced. But anyway, they're waiting to see what happens before they do anything. And I give them credit for doing that.
Look,
wait for all the information first.
There are two people that are responsible for making the Tour de France popular in the United States, thus getting it on television in North America. The two people are Greg LeMond and Lance Armstrong.
That is 120% correct.
Can't go past 100, but that's okay. But again, they're the ones that made it popular. The reason that Versus I think it was what, Outdoor Life back then?
Yeah, it was the Outdoor Channel that did it. ABC did it as a Wild World of Sports thing, but it was always delayed and cut up and done on one Saturday when it was a week later.
Hey, we no longer get intriguing Tour de France updates even on SportsCenter, where it's a priority to talk about. And we don't get that because there's a reason for it. No Greg LeMond. No Lance Armstrong. Okay? None. Right? Floyd Landis won it. It was neat. But it wasn't intriguing. Story was kind of intriguing, but it wasn't headline stuff. LeMond being the first American to win was headline stuff. Then he repeated. Came back. I think he won. Did he win three times?
LeMond?
Yeah.
I believe so.
And then Armstrong won it seven consecutive times.
Right.
You know, that he competed in. And came back from cancer. Incredible story. Those two took the sport. And believe me, I don't want to hear mumbo jumbo that it's big and hungry. Okay.
Great for hungry.
I mean, yeah, it's really popular in Europe. You don't seem to get it. I don't live in Europe. There are three.
So is soccer.
Okay. There are 300 million people here. Okay. Guess which television entity paid more money for the Olympics than all the others combined? Oh, that's right. The American outlet. Because this is where the viewers are. This is where the people are. All right. Armstrong and LeMond made us look and say, hey, how's he doing? Did he do okay? Is he leading? People were interested. Nobody cares anymore. Jean-Sebastien Jaguar is now winning the fourth. Who cares? So what? Nobody cares. You have to really be into it. What is the key, as I've mentioned several times, to attendance and TV ratings? The casual fan. Greg LeMond hooked in some of the casual fans. Lance Armstrong hooked in all the casual fans. Now, Greg LeMond, long since retired, okay. But absolutely, Lance Armstrong, long since retired. Caring meter, boop, 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 low, very low. Casual fans are gone. You have to be a diehard who loves cycling that thinks the Tour de France is the Super Bowl to be interested. The casual fans are all gone. Thus, no TV ratings and interest is very low. They do something like this. Their respect level gets cooked and fried. Casual fan makes all the difference. Okay, when we sit there at the end of the day, even you know, on our show, for example, and what we've had a great time with on this show is the number of women that have come up and talked to us about they listen to the show.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, that's the casual fan saying, hey, it's fun, it's entertaining, you know, I learned something from it, whatever. That's the difference. The diehards are there every day because they're believers. Well, in the Tour de France, LeMond hooked in some of those casual fans. Hey, that's neat. Then Armstrong really did. Floyd Landis isn't hooking in anybody, even from Lancaster. His hometown. I mean, he'll get some people that know about him, and he's an interesting story and so forth. And he'll hook some casual fans, but not many. Doesn't have the star power that Armstrong does. I mean, this is what the NBA's tried to do for years and years and years. The NBA has worked diligently over the years to try and promote star power because they're trying to hook in the casual fan. Now, it's, you know, I don't agree with it because I believe in the name of the front instead of the name of the back, but I understand the marketing strategy. LeBron James crosses over lines, gender lines, racial lines, every line. LeBron James, you just say the name LeBron, everybody knows who you're talking about. Hey, what do you think of LeBron? I mean, women know the name LeBron. Okay? Kids do. Okay? Elderly Americans know who he is. Kid in the field in Iowa, the inner city kid in New York, know who LeBron is. And I didn't even say his last name.
You don't have to.
Exactly. He crosses every line. Kobe crosses every line. I mean, there's certain people that have that ability. Peyton Manning crosses, I think, many lines. Tom Brady crosses many lines.
Shaq.
Shaq's
another one, yeah. That's not even by his name.
I mean, Reggie Jackson did this many years ago. You mentioned the name Reggie, okay? You weren't talking about Reggie Smith. I mean, so when you can get that kind of recognition, you are a legitimate star. And Armstrong crossed all those lines. Okay? Kids in the inner city who knew who Lance Armstrong was. Kid in the cornfield in Iowa knew who he was. Elderly Americans knew. Middle age. They all knew who Lance Armstrong was. How many people wear the yellow bracelets? Live strong. How many people he had inspired with what he did? So they stripped him of his titles. I hope they feel big. Look what we did. Look what you did. Nobody respects you. It's amazing when organizations overstep and people start to figure out they overstepped, that they start to realize that's suddenly the path to the dark room. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. Today, we're brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. Olives are back?
Not quite. They'll be back in a couple of weeks.
Pickles?
They'll be back in a couple of weeks.
Beer?
They're there right now.
Plenty. Soda?
That's good. You're good to go
plenty.
There, too.
Plenty.
Peanuts are there.
Plenty. Brewers Outlet's a great place. It's the beverage supermarket, Reagan Street in Sunbury. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. Come back, take this call in a moment on the Lenape Pesoro hotline at 1-800-795-9565. After this on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Homeowners and business owners, listen up. What if you could make an investment in something that will never lose its incredible value? Invest in the most abundant commodity there is, the sunshine. Lenape Solar can show you how an investment in a photovoltaic or solar thermal energy system can pay you back through saving money and energy with a great rate of return. In fact, an investment in solar energy pays it forward to your great-grandchildren and to the planet's future. Lenape Solar is your trusted local source for solar energy and energy efficiency solutions. Experts in renewable energy legislation and incentives with professional and certified installers. Take the path towards energy independence by investing in solar energy with Lenape Solar. This is Tanya Diddy, and I invite you to schedule your free energy consultation today by calling 570-286-1496, visiting Lenape Solar at 140 South 2nd Street in Sunbury, or find us online at lenapesolar.com.
The car company that helped build America is once again America's number one brand.
Announcing the Labor Day sales event
at Sunbury Motors with great deals for hardworking people like you. From now through September 1st, get a brand new Ford with no money down, no interest for 5 years, no payments for 3 months. Plus up to $2,000 Labor Day bonus cash on a Ford Escape, Focus, Fiesta, Edge, Fusion, Flex, or Mustang. And $3,500 on built-up Ford trucks, F-150 and Super Duty. During this limited time offer, everything is on sale. So get into a brand new Ford now with no money down, no interest for 5 years, no payments for 3 months, plus up to $3,500 bonus cash. For complete qualifications and details, call 1-800-358-8090 or go to sunburymotors.com. The Labor Day sales event ends Saturday, September 1st, so hurry into SMC today. Sunbury Motors in Little 4th Street Auto Plaza, proudly serving the Susquehanna Valley since 1915.
Brewers Outlet Reagan Street Sunbury has all your summer partying needs. They have beer, they have snacks, they have soda, they have water. And did I mention they have beer? Brewers Outlet has a huge selection of imports and microbrews, some incredible deals, and they're a great beverage shoppable store. Fresh roasted peanuts daily, and check this out, a new Help Yourself Pickle Bar. Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket Sunbury, wants you to enjoy the summer, and don't forget the beer.
Buhner's been waiting on line one here for a while. I need somebody intelligent on the show. Bob, good to hear from you.
Hey, Steve. Hey, Kevin. I wanted to weigh in a little bit on Lance Armstrong and the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency.
Please.
The problem for Lance Armstrong is this. The USADA is judge, jury, and executioner. They fulfill all those roles. And, you know, it's almost incredibly difficult to get any kind of due process or fair hearing from the same group that's deciding there's charges in the first place. They've interviewed witnesses and all of that. And you're going to spend millions of dollars if you're Lance Armstrong defending yourself.
Right.
You're going to spend a year of your life trying to defend yourself with a foregone outcome. And also, what's the point? I mean, they ban him for life. Well, he's voluntarily retired from the sport, so a lifetime ban is meaningless.
All good points. Isn't there another organization in the States that seems to be like that?
Yeah, I think they're is it Indianapolis they're headquartered?
I think there's some – it's not the Pacers. Not the Colts. There's some other group that's in the middle that are judge, jury, and executioner.
As I like to call it, the four-letter organization.
You know, as you guys know, in my past life, I was district attorney. Would I ever love to have a position where I could not only charge people with crimes, prosecute them, but rule on all the motions against the defense lawyers, and then decide an appropriate penalty based on my own personal feelings without regard to justice or anybody looking over my shoulder?
Yep.
You would have had a perfect case record, wouldn't you?
I'd be undefeated, and I wouldn't have retired, frankly. I was thinking this, guys, that this is a kangaroo court that even a kangaroo would be embarrassed about.
All right. And that's exactly what it comes down to. You're absolutely right, Bob. Why bother spending millions in a year of your life fighting something? And not only that, but it appears that based on public perception, he doesn't need to.
Exactly. By the way, Steve, when you do the pregame next Saturday morning, would you kindly alert people that Interstate 80 is all clogged up from Lamar into Bellefonte?
And I know it. Believe me, I know it. I've had to do this Williamsport thing back and forth. And obviously, you're caught in it right now.
I am heading to Western Pennsylvania, and I'm on the world's largest parking lot right now.
Wave high. Tell them the 1070 is available for relief.
I will. So,
News is next with Sarah.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Howdy. How are you?
Howdy. Where are you located today with the Sunbury Motor Studio? Is it somewhere in a southern part states?
Look, I traveled out to the station earlier this week.
Yes, you did.
Okay. You are surrounded by lots of things that make you say howdy.
I guess that's true. I can't really.
Look out the window. Gil Santos, who's the Patriots play-by-play guy, he and I were driving one time on Interstate 380 from Cedar Rapids to Iowa City. We're just about to get on I-80. And he rolls down the window at one point and says, "Oh, my God, look over there, Steve, corn." That's what I looked around out the window the other day. Look at all the corn around this place.
I don't know. You don't have a whole lot to say because I know where I've parked a few times when I've gone up there for a game.
I live in a neighborhood.
There's a stadium out your way that I've had to park up down a few hills with some mooing going on near me.
I understand that, but you know, then again, you know, maybe you ought to fork over a couple bucks and move up.
You know, I'm too cheap to do that.
That's exactly right, Mothman. You open up the doggone wall, moth flies out. Unless they have olives at Brewer's Outlet. Oh, if they have olives and pickles at Brewer's Outlet, you're out there buying for everybody. Brewer's Outlet's our sponsor today, Reagan Street in Sunbury. It is the weekend. We must hit the beverage supermarket, Brewer's Outlet. Also, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and the Let It Be Solar Hotline at 1-800-795-9565. Go to letitbesolar.com. We go to Joe next. Hi, Joe. Welcome. Great to have you on board today.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Steve, I caught the call-in show last night. I had a couple things. This is about Penn State, obviously. Not Lance Armstrong for a minute, but you said the bus was going to arrive 9:15, 9:30 in the morning.
Yes.
I was wondering, is there a reason? Is that every home game, obviously, at the 12 o'clock, or is that just for the first?
No, I think it's going to be for every home game. I believe what they're going to do, Joe, is they're going to actually dress in the stadium. What they used to do was they used to dress at Lash Building in their actual locker room.
Probably get taped up there in a whole bit.
The whole bit. That's why they arrived when they did.
Okay.
And then what would happen was that the managers would then bring the selective duffel bags over with their clothing in it and hang it up in the lockers for them for after the game. But what's going to happen is they're going to come in their jackets and ties, get off the bus, go in, and then they're going to change and then go out in the field.
Okay. All right. That's probably more like an NFL-type deal then, basically, sounds like.
Yeah, that's an NFL deal. Exactly right. They go from the hotel over, whatever it happens to be, even at home, or they just arrive in the players' parking lot and then get ready.
That's cool. Well, I just want to make sure we'll be there at that time. But the second thing, and this is something that I've been pursuing, a couple of us on our own, I heard at the end you mentioned, you know, that obviously there were still some tickets available, blah, blah, blah. do you have a feel for, the kind of crowd is being expected? I know you don't work for the ticket office and technically not Penn State, but is it expected to be a fairly good turnout, or do you have any inkling at all?
Yeah, it's expected to be a very good turnout for the opener. It just turns out they have some tickets left, and sometimes part of that ticket allotment, Joe, happens to be that Ohio University turns some tickets back in.
Okay.
And that's part of it, yeah.
Believe me, we are an active group trying to support these guys for sticking and love this coaching staff. And I actually sent I've been on the phone with an Indy Lion Club last week telling them how come we haven't basically heard a big campaign to get this place sold out for them. And I kind of got a runaround from I think it was Nikki or Vicky Pozzle. I can't think of her name. She's
Nikki Potuchny.
Yeah, exactly. And I tried to get through to Myford, so I gave him an email. And to be honest with you, I gave an email to Dave Joyner, and he never even returned anything. So I was fairly hot because I haven't seen any campaign to support these guys, a media blitz. You know what I mean, Steve?
And
I know this isn't your thing, but, you know.
Well, look, Joe, to be honest with you, I've gone all over the state.
Right.
It's been one of those quiet things. Well, quiet until I get there, obviously.
Exactly.
But I mean, I've made 11 different stops. 10 of the 11 are in the state. I made one in Boston as well, doing exactly what you're talking about. I spoke to a crowd of almost 300 in Camp Hill on Wednesday night.
Right. That's good.
So I've been doing this because obviously Bill's coaching the football team.
Oh yeah, exactly. You wouldn't expect him to. Right. He did the thing in the spring. But I'll get off after my rant, though. But what I was told was, well, they have the IMG people there now, and we do the weekly Nittany Lion Club email. Well, those people that get the weekly email have already made their decisions. the people, right, I would think, exactly, that you have talked to at that 300 people are probably already the whole ticket holders. Right. You know, they need to reach a new audience. This is what I was trying to get across. And again, Steve, this is not your job, but I'm just disappointed. We should have this place sold out. They ought to have. And my other point to the Nittany Lion Club, and this is my last one as I keep raving to you, because you might even be able to do this on Thursday at the Colin Show, was to tell her at the Nittany Lion Club at the weekly email and whatever, or some kind of a social media, Facebook, to get our crowd and our students in there 20 minutes to 25 minutes ahead of time and support these guys coming out of the tunnel. Maybe not the students, they won't do that, but some of our other people. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Joe, I know what you mean. By arriving at 9:15 to 9:30, that actually does encourage people to be more around the stadium so that when the gates actually do open at 10, they'll be going in. Also, I want you to remember this part, though. You say that, for example, I spoke to 300, they're already in, right?
No, I don't know. I'm only surmising that.
No, but that's a fair summation. But we're also at a point right now, because of what happened, it's important to also reach out to people that are already in so they stay in.
Right, you're right.
Okay?
Yeah.
So it's important to reach out to them to give them a message of enthusiasm, of hope, and how it's going to work and the role that they can play in it so that they stay in. It's just as important to make sure you take care of the people that are going to stay in and then reach out as often as you can to people on the fringe to draw them in. So in this situation, working hard to keep people in that have been in is extremely important. Then reach out after that and reach out to people who are on the fence, and then see if you can draw them in.
I couldn't agree with you more. Unfortunately, you're the only one that seems to be doing it, and that was my whole thing. This was the thing. I told the lady at the Nittany Lion Club, I said, we cannot allow the four-letter network, which is ESPN, allow them to frame the message by panning around that stadium early on and showing thousands of empty seats. We know what the defining thoughts will be, that our fans aren't supporting this program. So that's why I'm so concerned.
It's also more than that. Let's take this down the road. I want to see Bill O'Brien, Charles London, who's the recording coordinator, Bill Kavanaugh, who assists them.
I mentioned that tour, too.
To bring recruits into the stadium and have them look around and go, oh, my goodness, look at this. This is where the fans can make a difference in three different areas. They can make a difference in atmosphere. They can make a difference in probably 5 to 6 points on the field because of the juice they give the team, and they can make a difference in recruiting. They can make the difference in so many different areas just by being there and being enthusiastic the way you are. And if they do that, riding it through this short span that we're going through while we have a caged lion, because a caged lion can be very dangerous, the fans can make the caged lion a very dangerous animal.
You're exactly right, and that was what you're saying is exactly what I said to her, and also to the SID who I was given to when I tried to speak to Myford, and she said, "Oh yeah, we're well aware of it," but I kept saying, "Well, where's the campaign?" You know, but anyway, I'll get off it now, and
you can talk to something else. But you know what, Joe? Just very quickly on this point for you. Number one, okay, I do a show here in State College, and I do our show right here, okay? So I already have two outlets a day to talk about the message you're talking about. And then when I get to Thursday night and then the pregame show on Saturday and then how I do the game, now you're talking 60 stations in 6 different states getting out exactly the message. I will continue to push on that message because I think I have the forums to do it and reach across areas that they can't get to, actually.
Great. And tell everybody to get in a little early and get them when they come out of the tunnel and scream their heads off. That's my last point, Steve. And thanks for everything you're doing.
Joe, thanks so much.
Okay,
appreciate it.
As
for the students, remember, a noon start means it's only hours after they just got back.
Believe me, I know that. I went there, too. Have a good one, guys.
Thanks, Joe. Great weekend.
Or actually after they just got up.
Well, could be. Our number, you could be exactly right about it. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. It's the Lenape Solar Hotline in the beautiful Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And today, we are being brought to you by our good friends. And I mean good friends. Boy, did I have a good time with these guys on Tuesday night. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And I do mean supermarket. They have, you want to go in there? Wherever you want, they have it. Okay, it's the beverage supermarket. Oh, and by the way, 2 weeks away from Olives and Pickles.
I'm there. That's my pregame meal.
I don't know. I saw you the other night. I think it's more than that. All right.
Wow. I got to save up one now. You know, just for that, we'll be back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK. I'll do it myself.
Okay, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. They are the ones that are sponsoring the Friday show, as always. Ryan in Williamsport writes on Steve Jones Show at WKOK.com. Steve Jones at WKOK.com. Hey, guys, I noticed a striking similarity between the recent actions of the USADA against Lance Armstrong and the sanctions imposed by the NCAA against Penn State football. In terms of an organization overstepping their authority, what do you feel has the greater impact on the individuals involved? I understand Armstrong is retired and probably would not have raced again anyway, but in terms of legacy and money he could have made off of that, your thoughts are much appreciated. Keep up the good work, Ryan from Williamsport. I don't think it's going to affect him at all.
No, I don't think so either. It's like you said, you mentioned a survey where, what, 80%?
82%.
82% of people still feel as though this is garbage, to put it lightly. So I don't think it's going to affect him in one bit. I don't think it's going to affect his fundraising capabilities either. As a matter of fact, it may actually help both, because people will want to show support.
Right. Right.
You know, and I think we see that a lot. I've talked to a lot of folks, and people have asked, you know, what's been the response to Penn State football, and from an advertising standpoint as well as a fan standpoint. And I said, you know, I think it's actually been more noticeable than it has been in past years, because people want to show that they're supporting. They want to show the businesses that they're supporting, and then they want to show thank you to those businesses for supporting the Penn State broadcast in this case. So I think it's actually helped in that aspect.
Right. Yeah, I think that there's been a lot of rallying that has happened, and I think that's been important. And I just think that I think you're seeing people rally, and I think that's what's going to happen here is that people are going to rally. I think that's the biggest part of it. And if Joe talked about people rallying and making sure that they're rallied, well, I know this guy here is working at it personally, doing the best I can with it. So that's what the idea was, and a lot of it, look, and I'll be honest with you, a lot of it had to do with, for me, had to do that was set up on my own, to be frank with you. And that's fine, that doesn't bother me. But that's what we did. We set it up. You know, a lot of the stuff was set up. People got a hold of me, and I said, "Yeah, we'll do it. We'll get it done." So, and I've seen the rally stuff happen. I've seen the rally stuff happen, Kev. Really have.
Yeah, I think it's been quite the opposite. I think it's been quite the... Now, I think the impression is different outside of the region because of the negative publicity that has been thrown around. by various organizations and news outlets and sports outlets and so forth. But I think when you look at it from a little closer, a little more internally in the state of Pennsylvania and the region, I don't think it's affected it at all.
I think, Kevin, we're going to start to see the tide on that thing turn. I really do. I think we're going to see the tide in that turn. Just an opinion.
I've been telling everybody that, and I've only read bits and pieces. I told you this yesterday, but I've been telling people that are like, well, I'm not quite sure what I believe. It's hard to believe that something like this happened. Read the paternal book. It's not meant to be vindication. It's not meant to show a point of view. It's observations.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I really liked about it, and I saw it from a different point of view. I saw the whole process, I'll call it, with a different point of view now after reading certain chapters.
At some point, I'll read it. You know, I haven't reached that point yet because I just haven't had time.
You're a little busy right now.
Yeah, I haven't had time to really think about it yet. So when I get there, I'll get there.
Wait till baseball season ends. That opens up the door a little
bit.
No,
I mean, there may come a point, for example, where I do it because I have time on a plane. How about that?
That's a good idea.
You know, time on a plane.
Might need both the trip out and the trip back, but.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, you know, repeated road trips, things like that, you know, where I just. Because right now, time is time's at a premium, my man. It's been,
I've been working with your schedule a couple of times, so I know what you're talking about.
You know, which is fine. That's fine. Yeah, and believe me, I do not lament my schedule in any way, shape, or form. Whenever I talk about my schedule on the air, whenever I talk about that, it is just. To explain it, or sometimes people ask me about it. You know,
I'm the one that tells you that laments it for you. I'm like, how do you get to all those places? How do you call all those Spikes games? And oh yeah, by the way, the Thursday show starts this week. Mm-hmm. And by the way, somewhere along in there, there's probably a pillow that you might want to find and lay down for a little bit, get some rest.
It's overrated.
Mine starts a week from tonight.
Yeah. You have a lot going on.
Mine starts a week from tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you do two games a week sometimes.
But you know what? That's what I love. So somebody was asking me the other day, they said, hey, you know, you're going to be, like, how can you stand it? And I said, stand what? They said, well, you've got your son's game's going to be on Thursday nights. Then you've calling a game on Friday. You're calling a game on Saturday and traveling. Then on Sunday, you have the youth football. I said, oh, listen, by Sunday night, I'm actually trying to find another game to watch. I love this time of year. Love it.
Yeah. Right, exactly. And so that's what we run into this time of the year.
Now, ask me that on Thanksgiving Day when the football season's kind of winding down. Mm-hmm. Maybe the answer will be a little different. It'll be ready for basketball at that point. But I love this time of year.
Yeah, no, completely understand that.
Actually, I'll tell you right now, Friday's bumper music is going to be, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to play that?
I'm going to play Andy Williams.
Oh. Tremendous.
Years ago, we did, when we were promoting our fall sports lineup, that was what I had used as the background music. So it became kind of a tradition for me.
Right. Those are good. It's all good. I like it. Well, you know, as I've said before, it is. Some people think spring is rebirth. I submit to them it's the last Friday in August.
Hear, hear.
Go to Brewer's Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. It's the weekend. Enjoy. Stop by Sunbury Motors. Check out a car. Or Sunbury Motors Key Routes 11 and 15 Humbles Wharf. Don't forget about Lenape Solar. Go to lenapesolar.com. Kevin, have a great weekend. Sarah, have a great weekend.
Take care.